Bush and Richie here with your Daily Takeaway podcast. This is fairly unusual. We've had a childcare nightmare in our house, so I have my three-year-old daughter, Stella, with us in the studio today. You might be able to hear her eating pom bears in the background of the show you're about to hear.
Not just in the studio, sat on your lap right now.
She's now sat on my lap, and she is going to introduce the podcast for us. So you can say, do you want to say welcome to the podcast?
No.
You don't want to do that?
Right. Okay.
Do you want to say it's home time with Bush and Richie?
No.
No?
Right,
okay. Okay, fairly reluctant now.
Maybe we'll get her to sign off at the end.
Yeah. There's going to be a big ending to this, guys.
It's going to go much better.
Much better. So stick around till the end, everyone.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Absolute Radio.
They say Thursday is the new Friday, so if so, welcome to the weekend. It is home time with Bush and Richie here on Absolute Radio.
Now, we feel like we need to say this. We love hearing from you. One of the best things about doing this show is getting to chat to you guys on a daily basis. And you can email us, you can text us, you can call us, and it can literally be about anything. We've had a fantastic correspondence with a listener called Sam who's got in touch, and there's a question he wants to ask everybody, and you guys included. So it's about eating pastry, so steady yourselves. He's on the line right now. Sam, what did you want to ask everyone?
Yeah, I want to know why it's so hard to eat a cream slice without getting cream all over you. And two, what is the best way to eat one? Because I had one at the weekend treat, and I don't think that in this day and age we deserve to be getting in such a mess just by having a nice little treat.
Let's describe a cream slice for those who don't know, Sam. Where would you got it from?
All right, well, I got it from the supermarket, but it's basically a piece of pastry on the bottom with a jam and then far too much cream and then more pastry with icing on the top. So it doesn't quite survive the bite because it's the pastry's so hard and the cream's so soft. So you just end up with cream absolutely everywhere.
Do you know what? This is one of my favourite things to get from my local bakery, and I get them when you want a real treat day. But you're right, yeah. In that I'm someone who doesn't like getting like food on my hands or around my face. I kind of can't stand it. So even though I think they're one of the greatest things in the baked section, the loss of gravitas and self-respect you get through the state you're in at the end of eating them makes it sometimes not worthwhile.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. And somebody suggested to me cutting it up into smaller bite-sized pieces, but I feel like that's as frowned upon as eating a burger or a pizza with a knife and fork, isn't it?
Hey, hold on a second.
Sam, I think the answer here is in the world of physics.
Oh, right.
Because the cream slice is presented to you with, you know, the way you've just described, you know, from bottom to top, it's almost as if that is the way the human brain thinks, oh, well, that's how I should eat it. Physics dictates that if you crunch down with your teeth on it, the cream is going to go out sideways. I think the solution is to eat it on its side. If you take a bite on its side, the cream is not going to go out sideways because the pressure is coming.
I feel like it might be heresy. You know, that there was that thing going around for a while where people you've been eating chocolate digestives wrong your whole life. You've got to eat them upside down. Yeah. That's not how it was intended, was it, Sam? Do you know what I mean?
Well, I'm not having that. If it's designed to be eaten sideways, then put it in the package sideways.
Yes. Well, this is it. We need the home time listeners' help. I'm sure people have got some incredible, ingenious ways of approaching this particular cream slice. Chipster has got in touch with a screenshot of what appears to be a Makita CX 12-volt maxi multi-cutter, and that's not exactly what Sam's talking about. I believe you're going down the right lines. We want tactics here. So you've got a good way of approaching this, maybe with science, like Richie was talking about before, 8, 12, 15.
I'm glad you're acknowledging it now, because I think my science was dismissed too quickly earlier on.
I feel like you were saying the word physics a lot, but I don't know if you knew exactly what it meant.
That's on you, not on me. Now, here's another question. John Richardson, Matt Ford, James Acaster, Kerry Godleyman, Adam Hills, Tom Davis, Fatia Algori and Dinesh Nathan, what have they all got in common? They're all on the bill for Absolute Radio Live, which is radio's biggest night of comedy, Sunday 16th of November. Don't get your dates mixed up. Sunday 16th of November at the London Palladium. And tickets, well, they start at £42, and you can get them now at absoluteradio.co.uk/tickets.
Well, listener Sam has got in touch with an incredible question. What is the best way to eat a cream slice without the cream coming out the sides? It's a problem we have to deal with on a daily basis in this country.
Nick is a trucker, so obviously his opinion is worth listening to. He says, I'm a regular cream slice eater. Give it a pre-squeeze. This is so the excess leaks out. Then give it a lick to clear, then eat.
I'd say to Nick, I've seen a Channel 4 documentary about what you get up to in your cab, and I'm afraid your opinion has to be sidelined at this point. Stop trying to draw us in. Alison says, cream slice or Bavarian slice? You remove the top pastry and use it as a spoon to eat the cream half.
Oh, that sounds...
What?
It sounds effective, but messy.
Really messy.
Julie, what's your verdict?
Just eat it with a knife and fork.
You feel quite passionate about this, Julie, I feel.
Well, yeah, because if you eat it, you bite down on it, it's going to splurge everywhere. You know, it's just going to splatter your shoes, your jacket, everywhere.
Yes.
With a knife and fork.
But, Julie, look, I hear what you're saying, but Sam, when he got in touch earlier on with the problem, I think as Sam is pointing out these days, a lot of cream slices are served on the go in places where you're expecting to eat it. On the go, and you can't always have a knife and fork at your disposal.
I think he was worried about cutting it up, make him look like he's deranged.
That's fine. What do you want? Do you want your delicious clean slice, or do you really care about social perceptions of yourself?
Oh, that's deep.
Be more Julie. I think that's the learning we can all take from this.
I would vote Julie.
And I tell you what, if you're getting it all over your trousers and shoes, I am wondering how you normally eat a cream slice, and we don't want to know.
Well, exactly, you know. Oh, you could also carry a little plastic knife and fork in your back pocket just in case you have a cream slice emergency.
You've said it already, when you said again, we all need to be more Julie.
This text says, cream slice crisis, use a firm but gentle gyrating nibble action. It should create a pleasurable delection experience successfully. We're talking about the correct way to eat a cream slice without the cream going everywhere.
Kaz has texted to say, the best way to eat said cream slice, take the top slice off, keeping half the cream on, then...
Who does this? Where are you when you do this?
Well, it's Kaz, and she's in Offenham. Says, then you have two halves to eat, and you're making your slice last twice as long. Yum, yum.
If I saw someone do that in the office, you would then... That's a red flag.
Yes, it is.
It's Hannibal Lecter-esque. Listen to this, Chris from Southport. Cream slice dilemma solved. A gentle squeeze. And then this is probably the most unsettling phrase we've had all week. Put your tongue to work.
Oh, dear.
This person says, after years of this exact issue and finding that even the sideways method meant the pastry got stuck in my teeth, I've concluded that the best and only way to eat a cream slice is to remove the top layer of pastry, put it underneath the bottom layer, hold the slice on the edge of the pastry so you don't get custard or icing on your fingers, and then bite down on it. Custard doesn't go everywhere, little to no mess, all the flavours in one bite. It's a life-changing experience.
Little to no mess is a bold claim from the description I've just understood. And then finally for now, there's this from Wisey in East Kilbride.
Oh, right.
Says there's only one way to properly eat a cream slice, and that is in a wanny. Us Scottish have perfected the wanny manoeuvre, and now it's passed down through generations. No fuss, no mess, just 100% cream slice in a wanny.
What is a wanny? Dare we even ask what a wanny is?
Doesn't go on to say, and I'm not sure I want to know. Big hello and thank you to everyone we met yesterday at the Home of Cricket, Lords. You may remember Bush and I telling about how we were hosting a charity auction for a charity called The Passage, do some fine work for people working with homelessness in London. We were hosting a big sports quiz and dinner last night at Lords. Good news is both of our suits did fit.
I nearly got stopped going in. They had two old fellas who looked like they stood on the pearly gates of heaven, because they're both wearing white suits. And he said to me, can you remember I was wearing a roll neck jumper?
I know.
Have you got a shirt and tie, young man? I was like, I'm the host, so let me in.
I've got a feeling if you weren't one of the hosts, you were being turned away.
I think you would have turfed me out. So that was a sliding doors moment right there.
Successful evening. We did nearly get turfed out, though, when it turned a little bit awkward when we ended up winning the quiz we were hosting.
We won the quiz. Isn't that weird? It's
superb.
And there's no hookiness going on
here.
This is fair and square. It's a really tough quiz. I didn't contribute very much. Richie was very, very good. You know your sports and stuff. But we got a medal. I mean, I've never won anything before in my life. That is the most, like, winning thing I've ever done in my life.
Going home on the tube at 11 p.m. in the evening in suits with a medal and a red robe round our necks. Goodness knows what we look like.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway. Absolute Radio.
There you go. There's the show. Hope you enjoyed it. I know you've all been waiting to hear Miss Stella Bush wrap things up tonight on the Daily Takeaway podcast by saying, that's all, folks. Can you say it?
No.
No, she's still not doing
it. Okay, cool.
Kids, eh?
Yeah.